Ready, set, go!
I've been thinking about my balls lately.
Listen to me!
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Music Swearbot. This is the show where I, neighbor Paul, invite friends from the hood over to my fort to play songs that are profane. In the fort tonight, we have...
Neighbor Dave.
Hey, Mr. Dalla, how you doing?
A.K.A. Mr.
Mr.
Dalla. That's my new nickname.
Yeah, we'll tell you where that came from in a second. Who else we got here?
Neighbor Brett playing a light cameo.
All right. Neighbor Brett. Neighbor Brett, do you mind me mentioning your daughter's nickname for David?
Yes, yeah. My 3.5-year-old came up with Mr. Dollar.
It's Mr., right?
But as she says it, Mr. Dalla.
Mr. Dalla. So Neighbor Dave in the hood is now referred to as Mr. Dalla. All right, we...
That's twice more than 50 Cent, bitches.
It's springtime. It's 72 degrees and gorgeous. We are living in paradise, living the dream, the suburban dream. We're drinking at 6 p.m., out in a fort while the kids are watching a movie, right?
Our wives are out of town. We lock the dogs outside.
It's beautiful.
I mean, this is complete paradise, right? Our kids will listen to this, you know, a few years from now. They'll wonder what the hell we were doing out in the fort at 6 o'clock on a Saturday.
Oh, wait. The dogs are out of town. We lock the wives out of the house.
Guys, since we got limited time here to get this cast out, I'm a little riled up. I got a few beers in the hatch here. You guys want to hear some wicked bitching electronic dance club music? What? You don't? Well, you're going to hear the fucking shit anyway. I don't think we play this kind of shit often enough on the show, right? I like Chemical Brothers, Daft Punk, all that kind of shit, right? Let's hear something modern, right? I don't want to just always play punk music because Tony says we should, so fuck it. Let's hear some shit from Mastercraft.
Who's Mastercraft?
Mastercraft is a duo of DJs from Canada who rock the fucking clubs around North America. Listen to this shit.
Canada?
Listen to this shit.
America's 51st state?
This might be an all-Canada podcast.
It might be. You ready? Cue this fucking shit up. Shut the fuck up and just listen to it.
Mastercraft. What's the same name of the song, Paul?
Word Up. Yo. And yo, what the fuck is the deal? Big Tony Starks, the motherfucking group home. Mastercraft. I know how we do out here, motherfucker. So there's a rapper named Ghostface Killah. They don't always have lyrics. They have a lot of musicians that sing on their album. Okay. This guy isn't from a band. It's Ghostface Killah. Fucking, do it hard. It's all in your
fucking. Do it hard. It's all in your fucking. It sounds a little bit like Neil Young. fucking, do it hard. Get that shit up. 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 Get that shit up.
So these guys have two albums, but they've done over 50 remixes. So they released the first album in 2007, the second album of complete original electronic music in 2009.
Fucking, do it hard. It's all in your fucking.
Let me at it. Use it.
feel like I'm in a dance club.
Yay!
Oh, boy!
I feel like I'm drinking that, oh, God.
Zima!
Zima, yeah!
I feel like I'm drinking Zima and going, ooga, 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 ah.
Hey, man.
I'm riding Siegfried and Roy's tiger around.
Have you ever more unexpectedly shaken your hips in the fort?
That was pretty nice.
All right. Cheers. Cheers. All right, cool.
As far as electronic music goes, that kind of rocks.
All right, cool. All right, so what do we got going on here? Hey, do we want to jump right into our song, or do you want to talk about a little date night that the three of us had recently?
A little mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Just so everybody knows, Paul and I have gone to 3 movies together.
Yes.
By them, together.
Together.
No
together.
Happy endings yet.
Mandates. We went and saw Rise Against the Planet of the Apes.
Sucked.
It sucked my sweaty, hairy balls.
Episode, what, like 52 or something?
Right.
Okay.
I didn't think your balls were hairy.
We got an
episode
of Movies to Swear By about that. But then we went and saw Contagion, and that also sucked my sweaty, hairy balls.
Right.
And so then we tried, this is our third time up to bat, we went and saw The Avengers.
Yes.
And neighbor Brett went as well because I thought maybe I'd break the string of shitty movies.
But guess what, guys? It sucked my sweaty, hairy balls.
It was awful.
But was none awful. Of us saw the end.
No, yeah. About halfway through, I was getting bored. So I had to pee, so I didn't care. I said, I'm going to go pee. And Brett went pee too. And so we went to the bathroom. And then all of a sudden... I'm kind of like hedging back for the theater saying that this is kind of boring. And Brett's like kind of edging the other way. I'm like, where are you going, man? What are you doing?
Because we were only
and
like,
he's like, what did I got to get, I got to go get something to eat. I said, all right, I'll see
it
you
later. It was 10:30 at night on a Wednesday, right?
I didn't know that.
Okay.
Right.
And
but what
so,
happened, dude? Where did you go?
So I wanted to get something to eat, but I didn't want to get it at the theater.
Okay.
I was trying to ditch neighbor Paul and have you and I go across the parking lot to the bar.
To the orchard.
Yeah. Yep. So, and I'm looking around. I'm like, dude, there's not a fucking person in this place. And I'm like, that's kind of weird. Right when I realized why, I had gone out the door and I went, shit, it's probably closed.
Yeah.
Click.
What? The front door of the theater?
Locked.
The theater
locked. So I'm going, you know, and then I went, oh, fuck it. I'm just going to go to the bar.
So you literally got locked out and couldn't get back in? Okay.
But, so I'm thinking, you know what? I'll go to the bar, have, you know, tie one on, and then I'll text one of you guys. You'll come let me in. No big deal. We'll go across the street. Fucking bar's closed.
What the fuck?
I'm sitting there trying to open the door, and it's locked. And so I went, you know what? Fuck this. So I got in my car and randomly drove until I found a bar.
Oh, my God.
Where did you end up?
DJIFs.
We were a little puzzled, but I knew you said you wanted to go over to that Lotus restaurant, so I figured you just bailed because you had told me in advance you were going to drink in the middle of the movie.
Yeah. Damn it, I gave it away again.
I already knew that, but Dave and I kept wondering, are we really just going to sit here? Because I didn't know going into it was an hour and 40 or 145-minute movie.
It was?
Yes, that's according to the website. It's 145 minutes. So we were an hour and 15 minutes into it, and it was a complete fucking yawn fest with a few fights, right? No idea what the hell's going on, and I thought it was because I haven't seen fucking Thor and the Hulk and Iron Man 2, and I thought maybe there's some Shakespearean Superman plot here, right?
Yeah.
But no, it was pointless drivel, right?
And it was like you know, we talk about supergroups.
Yeah.
When all these supergroups get together, it's always kind of disappointing.
Yes.
This is like the supergroups of comic book hero movies, and it was disappointing.
I love that supergroup comparison because I was thinking that going in, going, you know, I've heard really, really good things about
this
movie.
Why is there a dog in the fort?
We got pest control.
It's not me.
I want to bring this up.
Yeah.
Just so the listeners out there know that we're diligently trying to entertain you. The premise behind us going to the Avengers was we were going to do a review where one guy was high, one guy was drunk, and one guy was sober. And we were going to compare the three reviews to see, what the difference was. If you were high, was it a better movie compared to being drunk or compared to being sober?
And we met all three.
We did. Right. One of us wasn't supposed to get drunk but did, and the other one was but didn't.
Yes. but it didn't matter because...
And I was high.
The movie was so awful that the review is, it doesn't matter if you're high, drunk or sober. It sucks.
It sucks. Yes. Yeah. Three of us are watching Five Children tonight. That's just so reassuring.
Oh, yes.
All right. So let's get back to the music, shall we?
Let's play some good old American rock and roll.
I like
Canada.
That. By a band with an Asian name. Right?
Like they all say, Canadians are the best, make the best Americans.
Let me get this correct. You have American rock and roll done by Canadians with an Asian name.
Yes, sir.
I love that. What's the band?
The name of the band is called Japan Droids.
Japan Droids. Awesome.
Japan Droids. And this is in tribute to the White Stripes. So, White Stripes was Jack White on guitar and Meg White on drums, right? The Japan Droids is some fucking Canadian dude on guitar and some fucking Canadian dude on drums. Okay, well, this is a brand new song from them called The House That Heaven Built.
Cue it up! Sounds like Titus Andronicus. Titus Andronicus, Tony and I in the houseboat last summer, we played a lot of Titus Andronicus. They're a rock band like this from Jersey who wrote an album of rock and roll songs that they feel would have been the type of rock and roll music that the Northern Civil War soldiers would listen to in battle.
Wow.
So, there you go.
This is quite a big sound for just a guitar, drums, and two people singing, right?
Yeah, it is.
I heard a review of this band where they were comparing them to... a much rockier version of Bruce Springsteen, where the songs are kind of just like anthems. Just everything is an anthem, feel-good song, but it rocks out and just makes you feel good. Just something that you want to play in the summer. Rock and roll that just makes you feel good.
Absolutely, and it is almost summer. I dig this shit.
A lot of new bands, but this is one of the new bands that I really enjoy. I'm happy about this discovery of new music. I really like Japan Droids.
I agree.
I'm going to buy their new album.
I agree. Literally buy the
I'm going to buy
CD.
Celebration Rock, yes.
Yeah, yep. Fucking A, man. Good. Let's definitely see them.
I don't like anything past November 1992.
So this wonderful band, Japan Droids, is going to be in Minneapolis in July... What is it, July 7th?
July 3rd.
July 3rd.
7th Street Entry, man. Entry.
Okay, just to make sure that we're sticking all of this music in Canada, the Japan Droids are from Vancouver, Canada.
Okay.
O Canada.
Speaking of O Canada, I just came across the most brilliant rendition of their national anthem seconds ago on YouTube, brought to you by... none other than Sir William Shatner.
Okay, Bill, let's walk it through.
Okay.
O Canada, our home. And
what are you doing?
With what?
No, with the words. It sounds, you're speaking it.
I'm singing it. It's how I sing.
Just like, oh.
O Canada.
No, can you do it? Sure, no. Can you do the like melody, like, oh, Canada.
Oh, Canada.
Yeah, that's no, no, it's good.
It sounds,
no,
that's, no. But that sounds sad. Oh is sad. Ah, yeah, is not sad. Could we make it, yeah, Canada? I got a better idea. Hey, C-Rock. See, that's more upbeat. Here's the way I think it should go. Our home and native land. That's rude. Right? I mean, our home. But also, I mean, it's native land. Our home on native land. That's the way to do it.
That sounds kind of meaner, I think.
Glorious and free. How about fabulous and free? Fabulous. That sounds current. Can't say fabulous? Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee. Oh, Canada, we stand on guard. Guard yourself from frostbite. For. It's all, I don't even know what we're doing here. Thee. Canada, it's an honor. You're fabulous.
Okay.
Is he fucking Canadian?
Yes.
No, is he Canadian?
Yes.
He's crazy. I had a spoken word album by William Shatner when I was growing up.
Yep.
Do you remember these
yeah,
albums?
Yeah, and Leonard like Nimoy did one too.
He had like two or three of them, and they're absolutely freaking hilarious.
The funny thing I've always heard is they were seriously done at the time.
Yes, they yes. were. But I mean, you can tell he was really trying.
Yes, he has certainly since then realized that
he's certainly parodying himself from then yes. to now. But back then he was serious, and that's what makes it funny. It was hilarious.
Jesus. Great entertainment at your house.
Absolutely. That and Karen Carpenter.
Wow.
All right. So we should really wrap this podcast up. We've been talking for too long. Our kids are running naked through the neighborhood. We should go corral them.
Some random kid just came in here asking for pizza for his grandpa, and we don't have any pizza left.
He did.
We don't even have any pizza.
Some
but...
other kid from a few houses down yeah. just ran in into the fort and said, "You guys got any pizza?" You guys want to hear one last song by a band from Canada?
Let's definitely do it. Let's make this right. O Canada.
Iron and Wine is a contemporary North American indie folk rock band. You may say yawn because we've been playing riled up rowdy music, and I generally prefer that. But you know what? Sometimes going out on a nice mellow rock tune is cool. And I want you to hear one of my favorite midnight on a Saturday chilling out bands called Iron and Wine. They got four albums. The most recent one, 2011, is called Kiss Each Other Clean. And this song is called Monkeys Uptown. Cue the fucking thing up. Chill out. Thank you, everyone, for listening once again to this shitty podcast. If you have any comments for Brett, Dave, myself, Paul, or Tony, send them to...
Send them to Bill Gates at Microsoft.com.
Or at Tony@musictoswearby.gmail.com. And until then...
Pardon the profanity!
They say those monkeys uptown have told you not to fuck around. Heaven's a name and the river is brown with all the mud and the rain. It never settled down. swagger, slightly overdressed. When trouble comes in funky clothes, you can always find a razor lying in the road, and it's looking like you better do what they say. The monkeys uptown told you not to fuck around. Heaven's a name and the river is brown with all the mud and the rain. It never settles down.
I know. That's too gay.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. That's why I did it.
That was as gay as you answering your wife's call in the middle of a podcast.
Yeah, but
how about the double phone?
Your wife is wearing my wife's underwear, just so you know.
Ooh. Really?
And your wife just mooned my wife.
Holy outtakes.